now you're in trouble. The talk tonight is about holiness and conforming our wills to the will of God. We all were created to share paradise, to share heaven with Jesus, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Blessed Mother, all the angels and saints. And we have a great responsibility to be holy. In the book of Leviticus, this is part of my talk when I go on the road. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, we read, "You shall be holy, for I, your Lord, your God, am holy." And in John chapter 14, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And in John chapter 15, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." In Matthew chapter 5, "You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." That's something we have to strive towards. And in John chapter 4, "God is love. He who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." So if God is love, and we are to be perfect, as God is perfect, then it follows that we must be perfected in love, which is why Our Lady came to perfect us in holy love. And holy love, I'll remind everyone, is the two great commandments: love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. Now, today I received this message from Jesus. "You see my garment," oh, he says, "I am Jesus born incarnate. You see my garment dazzling white, which represents the purity of my divine love. The human heart is incapable of perfect virtue, but through holy love must strive for perfection continually. Understand that your surrender to me can be no greater than your love for me. These two are interwoven and form the vessel of your heart, the vessel of holiness. Understand then that the amount of love you have for me and the depth of your holiness is dependent upon your free will, which governs your surrender. This call to holiness through holy love is in fact a call to conform your will to the divine will of God. The more you conform yourselves to the divine will, the greater your love for me, the deeper your surrender. The will of God is all around you in the present moment. You have but to accept everything as from the hand of God. Please make this known, and I will bless you." So I just have a couple readings today. This first one is from the book Divine Intimacy. "True love of God consists in adhering perfectly to his holy will, not desiring to do or be other than what God indicates for each of us. To become saints, we must have total conformity of our will with God's. Divine union consists in the soul's total transformation according to the will in the will of God, so that there may be naught in the soul that is contrary to the will of God, but that in all and through all its movement may be that of the will of God alone. In all our actions, we are always impelled by love, love of ourselves, love of creatures, or love of God. As long as the soul clings to the least thing contrary to God's will, that is, some irregular attachment to self or creatures, it will often act not under the impulse of God's love, but through a desire for personal satisfaction, or because of a disordered love of creatures, and therefore will walk apart from God's will. Sin is not the only thing which is opposed to God's will. Even the slightest imperfection or deliberate attachment prevents the soul from acting under the motion of God's will alone. I have this light going off in my head shouting, Diet Coke, Diet Coke. Okay, I just have a couple more things. This is from the book A Year with the Saints, which is a very good book, and each month is dedicated to a different virtue. If you get it, I think you'll find yourselves highlighting it and going over and over it. I think it's by Chan. Yes. Okay. Here's a quote from St. Francis de Sales. There are many who say to the Lord, I give myself wholly to thee without any reserve. But there are few who embrace the practice of this abandonment, which consists in receiving with a certain indifference every sort of event as it happens, in conformity with divine providence, as well afflictions as consolations, contempt and reproaches as honor and glory. Now, this is another one from St. Francis de Sales. If you give yourself to the practice of holy abandonment, though you may not perceive that you gain at all, you will, in fact, advance greatly. As it is with those who sail upon the open sea with favorable winds, trusting wholly in the care of the pilot. And then it gives this example. There was in a certain monastery a religious whose power of working miracles was so great that the sick were cured by merely touching his garments or his cincture. The abbot wondered at this, as he saw nothing remarkable about him, and one day asked him for what cause God worked so many miracles by his means. I do not know, he replied, for I do not fast, nor use the discipline, nor watch, nor pray, nor labor any more than others. This only I perceive in myself, that nothing which happens disturbs or disquiets me, but my soul remains in equal tranquility in the midst of all events, however unfortunate they may be for myself or others, because I have left everything in the hands of God. And so whether it be prosperity or adversity, whether it be little or much, I take all as coming from his hands. Then were you not troubled the other day, rejoined the abbot, when the enemy burned our granary? Not in the least, was his answer. Here then is the cause of your miracles, returned the abbot. Here's one about farming. A farmer who always had larger and better crops than his neighbors was once asked the reason by one of them. Why, I always have the weather to suit me, he answered, for I always wish it to be as God wishes it, and not otherwise.